This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 5th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, perfect for being outside. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv is enjoying similar conditions. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, making for a pleasant day across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, just 20 minutes ago, former President Trump is divided on whether to negotiate with Iran or consider military action after recent attacks on U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Also, 24 News, reported earlier this hour that additional IDF soldiers have been indicted over a large-scale smuggling operation into Gaza. Also this hour, The Forward reports that a Jewish library and a Chabad center near Buenos Aires were attacked earlier today, prompting an investigation by counterterrorism officials. Separately, YNET published 40 minutes ago that Trump's claim about withdrawing from the nuclear deal preventing Iran from having a bomb is contradicted by reports of increased uranium stockpiles. And finally, JNS shared an hour ago that a suspect in a deadly anti-Semitic firebombing in Boulder, Colorado, plans to plead guilty. Here's what people are saying online. YNET News posted 40 minutes ago about Trump's withdrawal from the nuclear deal, highlighting a New York Times investigation that contradicts his claims on Iran's nuclear capabilities. OSINT 613, an open source intelligence analyst, shared 45 minutes ago that a USAID investigation confirmed UNRWA staff involvement with Hamas, sparking concerns about the agency's integrity. Middle East 24 reported 48 minutes ago on Iranian nationals linked to passport forgery cases in Lebanon, revealing a network within the Lebanese General Directorate of General Security. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Strait of Hormuz tensions. The Jerusalem Post reports that Trump is facing pressure to respond militarily after attacks on U.S. ships. However, he is leaning towards negotiations to curb Iran's nuclear ambitions. The situation remains tense as regional stability hangs in the balance. Turning to the IDF smuggling case. As I-24 News detailed, more soldiers face charges for their role in smuggling operations into Gaza. This development follows broader efforts to crack down on illegal activities that threaten security. Meanwhile, in Buenos Aires, The Forward highlights the attack on Jewish institutions. Authorities are intensifying their investigation as this incident raises concerns about anti-Semitic violence in Argentina. The Jewish community is on high alert as they await further developments. The YNET report on Iran's nuclear program highlights the complexities of international diplomacy. Trump's claims about the nuclear deal withdrawal are scrutinized as Tehran's uranium stockpiles grow. This issue underscores the challenges in curbing nuclear proliferation. Finally, JNS reports on the Colorado firebombing suspect. His decision to plead guilty may bring some closure to victims' families. The case continues to resonate as a reminder of the dangers of anti-Semitic extremism. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Microsoft Israel's general manager, Alon Hayemovich, will step down after 4 years. He plans to pursue opportunities in artificial intelligence, leaving Microsoft to find a new leader. Separately, Globes announces Cisco's acquisition of Israeli company Asterisk Security. This move aims to enhance Cisco's capabilities in securing AI agents and non-human identities. And finally, from Walla Business, the appointment of Israel Malachi as CEO of the Ministry of Finance has been approved. Malachi, previously a deputy CEO, is seen as a trusted associate of Minister Smotrich. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.